Mr. Joe is going to begin his teaching, and so just eat while you listen.
All right, shalom, Shabbat shalom. In the past, I frequently joke that you have to remember everything I say. I'm not joking today. Okay, you have to remember everything because there's so much detail. I asked Joe a question a little bit earlier, and I asked him, in the New Testament, in the Gospels, the Epistles, the Book of Revelation, all of this, how many times do we have the festival that is commonly called in Judaism Rosh Hashanah? How many times would it be referenced specifically in the New Testament? Any guesses real quick?
I'm going to go with 13.
Well, for the second time today, it's not going to be 13, all right? All right. Joe said, what did you say, 60?
Oh, don't say,
60 to 80. Let's try over 400 times. Over 400 times. How many of you had any idea of that? All right. Now, how many have heard this, that the festival, that the festival of Rosh Hashanah is really not to be called Rosh Hashanah, but it's to be called Yom Torah, okay? That would be the day of the trumpet, or the day of the blast, or the day of the shout. That the name Rosh Hashanah is not biblical, that it came from Babylon. And it came out of paganism. It came from the fall festivals in Babylon, where they had their Babylonian New Year. Well, the reality is the Babylonian New Year is in the spring. Okay? And that we're going to see that the name Rosh Hashanah is very, very biblical. Very biblical. It's in the scripture in reference to the what we call Tishri the first. It's also going to be in there for Nisan the first, which is in the spring, but Tishri is what is called the seventh month, is also called the first month. We're going to see ample evidence of this. Now, we just sold our house, and but I want to go back to talk about the house that we had. In we have one particular bedroom that before Debbie and I were married, that was the master bedroom. Before we were married, the house burned down and they rebuilt it and they added on another section, and that became the master bedroom. At that point, that room became the boys' room. Then later, we called it David's room. Okay? Then later, it became the guest room. Now, it's all the same room, but we have different names for the same location, but each different name becomes something information-wise. It tells you something about it. All right. So, if you'll notice that Rosh Hashanah, what does this mean? It means head of the year, or first of the year. And it's called also the Festival of the Hidden Moon. Well, you think about the new moon, right? What does the new moon look like? Full moon, you can see it. All right? But the new moon, it's hidden. All right, so let's go forward. In fact, that term comes from this passage, and it frequently is mistranslated in your scriptures. No matter whether you have a Jewish translation, your non-Jewish translation, they frequently mistranslate it. But this is word for word accurate here. This is out of Psalm 81, verses 3 and 4. So it says, sound the shofar on the new moon. On our feast day, it's the word Hagenu, okay? So Hag means festival. So we have 12 new moons every year, 13 in leap year, but only one of them is a Hag. and that's going to be the seventh month, the first day, or the first of Tishri, when the moon is hidden, because it is a decree for Israel. And I want you to note this, a judgment day for Yaakov, for Jacob. So we're going to have associated with the concept of blowing the shofar on this new moon that is a festival, it is also going to be a day of judgment. It's also going to be a day of judgment. We have the moon is hidden. And we'll talk about this later. We have that in this term, give me a second, I'd like to read it to you out of Hebrew. Because a lot of times in Hebrew you have a play of words. Psalm 81, verse 3. All right, it says tiku. Tiku means to blow, okay? It means like a note. Tiku bachodesh, okay? The means the new moon. Shofar. Blow the shofar on the new moon. All right? Bakisei. Bakisei. Leyob hagenu. Okay? That the, what you have here, that the moon is hidden on our feast day. Okay, so it's kind of out of different order, but the moon is hidden on our feast day. And the word for hidden is the word kisei. All right, but the word kisei in Hebrew, in modern Hebrew, it means a chair. In biblical Hebrew, it means a throne. And the throne of the kings of Judah and the kings of Israel were called kisei because they had a canopy on top of them. They were hidden. Okay? And so we're going to have a theme that's starting to come through is that it's going to have to deal also not only with a judgment day, but with the coronation of a king. All right, let's go forward to the next slide. We have, basically, there are four calendars. Now, I know that people have been taught there's really only one calendar. The calendar that starts in Exodus chapter 12, verse 2, this shall be the beginning of your months. And it's the month of Aviv or Nisan, and then it goes forward. And so I'm going to show you that we have more than one calendar, that we can prove we have more than one calendar from the Scripture. And so we're going to go ahead and see these two calendars so that you can work with me as we go through. So, we have 12 months, and we're going to start with the month of Tishri, okay? That's coming up. That's going to be within a little more than 30 days. That's going to be on the 9th of September this year, okay? So, that month is also called Etanim, biblically. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 2. The second month is called Heshvan, or it's called Bar Heshvan, or it's called Bul. Okay, so that's going to be about our October. The third month, Kislev. That's late November, December. That's when you have Hanukkah. Kislev. The fourth month, Tevet. The fifth month, Shavat. The sixth month, Adar. And then the seventh month is called Nisan, and it's also called Aviv. And that's kind of what Nisan and Aviv, they're not sure that the term Aviv is a noun, that it is a word meaning springtime, and they're not sure that it means the name of a month. Okay, then we have the eighth month is called Eor today. Biblically, it was called Ziv. The ninth month is Sivan. The tenth month is Tammuz. The 11th month is Av. And the 12th month is Elul. Okay, so we have these 12 months. And so we're going to go forward and see the what's called the religious calendar. Now, this is the calendar that we have put forth in Exodus chapter 12. Okay, so we have the first month is Nisan. also would be called Aviv. The second month is Iyar. The third month is Sivan. Fourth month, Tammuz. Fifth month, Av. Sixth month, Elul. Seventh month, Tishri. Eighth month, Heshvan. Ninth month, Kislev. Tenth month, Tevet. 11th month, Shavat. And 12th month, Adar. Now, two things I want you to keep your eyes on here. Is number one, look at the religious calendar. We're going to call this the religious calendar, but look at what the first month is Nisan, right? What is the seventh month? Tishri. Go back one slide. Now look how Tishri was the first month, and Nisan was the seventh month. In other words, these 2 months have changed places. All right, let's go forward. Go forward. Oh, wait. No, go back. These are key dates to know. All right, so we are right on the threshold of the start of Elul. Now, Elul is going to be the sixth month in the biblical or the religious calendar, and it's going to be the 12th month in the civil calendar. Okay? So Elul 1st through Tishri 10 is going to be called the season of Teshuvah. Teshuvah means repentance. Repentance. It's where that you prepare yourself for Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Now, if you'll remember, Rosh Hashanah, we've already seen a glimpse that it's going to deal with Day of Judgment. All right? By the way, Yeshua went into the wilderness for how long? 40 days. What day are we able to establish that he came out of the wilderness on? Yom Kippur. Therefore, if he comes out on Yom Kippur, when did he go in? Elul first, he went into the wilderness. The 40 days in the wilderness are going to relate to the season of Teshuvah, the season that each of us go through in order to prepare us for Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Have a question. How many times did Moshe go on the mountain? Moses. Twice. All right? So when was the second time that he went? You want to take a guess? After Egypt, yes. Second time after Egypt, okay? Thank you. All right. So, anybody want to take a guess what day he goes up? Elul first. And he comes down on Tishri 10. The book of Haggai, the prophet Haggai is going to write, and we're told that it was the sixth month and the first day. You count your dates in the Bible from Genesis 1 through Exodus 11 using what we call the civil calendar, the calendar that starts with the month of Tishri. But from Exodus 12 through the rest of the scriptures, you use the religious calendar to calculate dates. So Haggai is going to start with Elul 1. And he says, consider your ways. Consider your ways. Great message for the season of Teshuvah. All right. Now, on Tishri 1 and 2, we have Rosh Hashanah, also called Yom Hadid, or the Day of Judgment. We have, from Tishri 1 to Tishri 10, we have what is called the Yamin Noraim, the Days of All. It's also called the High Holy Days. The Days of All takes its name from Joel chapter 2, verse 12. All right? So it's going to start on Rosh Hashanah, and it's going to be over on Yom Kippur. All right? So then we have Tishri 10, Yom Kippur. Everybody should know that one, Day of Atonement. We have Tishri 15 through Tishri 21 is going to be Sukkot. The last day of Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, Tishri 21. Now, John chapter 7, verse 27, I think it's 27 or it's 36. The last, in John chapter 7, it says, that last day, that great day of the festival, that Yeshua stood and he cried out, saying, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. Out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. And that was on Hoshana Rabbah. And there is a ceremony that obviously was going on at that time that's called the Simchat Beit HaShoeivah, or the House of the Water Pouring. Tishri 22 is called Shmini Atzeret. Shmini means eight. You remember Shemone? Shmini means eight. Atzeret means conclusion. Shmini Atzeret is also called the eighth day. And in anciently, or today in Israel, Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah are going to be the same day. In the diaspora, in other words, outside the land of Israel, Shmini Atzeret is the day after Sukkot, and Simchat Torah is the day following that. All right? Very important. What do we do on Simchat Torah? We what?
Walk under the scroll.
Yes.
The scroll,
yes, we walk under the scroll.
Re-roll.
Yes.